Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Yo, the fuse has been lit. It's Wednesday night. Denise and Reg, post dynamite. Come and get your Easter eggs. It's a dub. Middle of the week, it's AEW. Dynamic wrestling and enter night with us. It's a must. It's dynamite. It might combust. Speak now. We're gonna give you all the recap. Live on YouTube is where you see that. The Cali connection with the.
The California Connection is here, and it is a late night edition of both AEW Dynamite and AEW Rampage here tonight. Yeah, you heard it. Rampage.
I watched it.
I watched, Reg, with my two eyes. I sat in this chair and I watched Rampage Wednesday, March 20th. Happy birthday to my grandma. Happy birthday to Sting. Fun fact, they share a birthday.
Shout out to your grandma. Shout out to Sting. Did your grandma come down for the rafters too? Like holding on.
Oh yeah,
to,
she
like,
did. She came down with the freaking rompope bottle and everything. Guys, oh my God. We need to talk about 3 hours of AEW programming here tonight. Reg, first of all, how are you, man?
Oh, hey, Denise, how's it going? Welcome to the show. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for being here. Thanks for staying up late with us. It's only 8 o'clock for us in California, but Denise and I are still like, oh my God, latest show of all time. What are y'all doing here? Denise, do you hear us? When we came on here, we're just like, oh my God, time. It's like 11 for some people later than that. We're just selfishly Californians.
Reg, I'm old, okay? Yeah, At this hour, I like to sit on my couch and watch my soap operas. Like, that is what I do, okay? That is what I do.
Aren't soap operas for the daytime, though? Like, you watch them at night?
I'm rewatching Desperate Housewives, so it's on my schedule.
Different kind.
Yeah, you know what I mean. But it's the soaps, and you know what? They got a freaking chokehold on me right now. So I spent an extra hour of my life watching Rampage for you people. But anyway, so it was worth it, I think.
It was.
At least the ending portion of Rampage I thought was really good, but it's going to be a minute until we get to Rampage, everybody, because we have to talk about Dynamite. But before we get into that, Reg, we got 3 hours of AEW programming here tonight. I'm going to start off with this. What would you think if we had a 3 hour Dynamite? Would you be on board or would you not be on board? Also, if you're in the chat, send in your thoughts.
No. Absolutely not, you guys. Wrestling, I love it. I love Dynamite. I love AEW. I'm here excited at 7 p.m. every Wednesday, Denise. It's just too much. It's too much.
I honestly feel the exact same way. Truth be told, going into today's show, I was already feeling a little extra tired before the show even began, just because I knew that I was going to be there for 3 hours. Now, the first 2 hours, they flew by.
Right.
Like normal, right? Your normal Dynamite flew by. I did think that once I got to like the first 30, 40 minutes of Rampage, I was like, oh shit. You know, especially like the first like 20 minutes, I was like, God damn it. You know, all of these things going on in my head. But by the end of it, obviously I got very entertained. I really liked the main event, so I kind of came back around. But I feel like I was sitting here for a good while. The extra hour felt a little longer is what I'm saying.
Yeah, you can definitely, it felt like Rampage, Denise. I was like, oh, I understand what Denise is talking about. This is a long show. And just like consecutively back-to-back 3 hours of wrestling every week, like Raw, you do a Raw post show every week, Denise, and I'm like, I don't know how you do it. That's just a lot of time. When it's pay-per-view and it's back-to-back matches and it's structured differently, it feels different. But like a show, and then like how they transition from Dynamite to Rampage with the in the match and then they did the promo. It's like, I can't, you guys.
Yeah, I feel like the 2 hours is perfect. If they got lucky and if they were to get more overruns on a weekly basis, I would love that. Like an additional 5 to 10 minutes. Oh, you know what? Cherry on top, right? You get a little bit extra more of whatever wrestling match you're watching for the main event. I feel like that for me is perfect. 2 hours and some change. Phenomenal. But anything more than that, it does feel a little bit long. And I think today my only issue with how we were with the 3 hours was that I was like, we were hitting the freaking brakes, man, going 100 miles per hour watching Dynamite. And then all of a sudden we see the slow down sign, Rampage starts, and we got to take our pedal, you know, foot off the freaking pedal. And all of a sudden we got to slow down. And it's almost like it felt like a reset. And that sort of made me a little bit exhausted.
And Denise, they got an overrun for a Rampage too. So it's like, all right, you gave us 3 hours. Plus, guys, we get it.
I texted Reg, and I was like, Reg, is the show still going on for you? Because I was freaking confused because, you know, I watch on Stream Direct TV, and I always fall behind on the shows because I pause and, you know, write things out for Twitter and whatnot. And so when this was going on, my stream was saying I was live. But I'm like, it's 8 o'clock and we just came back from commercial. And so I thought that my stream had glitched and I messaged you to make sure you were seeing the same thing.
I'm like, yeah, no, it hasn't glitched. The match is still going on. And yeah, they got an even longer overrun. It's like, if you like wrestling, if you just watch AEW, this is probably great. Like, you're just like, I'm satisfied. I fed, got some good stuff. But if you watch a lot of wrestling like we do, Denise, it's like, okay, I can maybe just deal with the 2 hours and be out of there.
Yeah, so it was kind of a lot, and we need to get to it. So the way that we're going to do today's show is, thankfully, I think everything in the order that I wanted to talk about actually ended up happening the way that it did. So we're going to go in chronological format today because that's just going to be the best way to get through all of this content. But I'm going to go ahead and start reading some of these super chats first. First and foremost, shout out to Sheldon Jackson for gifting 5 DWO memberships. Oh, wow. We got Crazy 101 in here with a generous super chat saying opening of Dynamite was okay. Renee talking before the match was lit. Okada is champion. Let's effing go. Shibata versus Will Ospreay. Backstage women's segment was lit. Camera showing Bucks and Tony was good stuff too. So one of the things that I want to get into right now, Reg, because of Crazy 101 super chat, is we saw a lot of new things that they were doing with production today on AEW. What'd you think?
I love the bit with Renee talking before the match. That felt like a different kind of energy, like a sports-based kind of thing. Like you see in live sports events, you'll see sideline reporters get a little thing in before the next play or the next quarter or the next thing. It felt really cool. I think all of the little production things that they're trying, I like them being in the back with the Bucks and Tony. I think that's hilarious. It just feels like they're trying a bunch of new things, Denise, and it feels refreshing.
Right. And I hate to make this comparison between WWE and AEW. I know I'm going to go there so early in this post show, but I was just sitting here doing the Raw post show with Sean, and we were talking about all of the production changes that they've made on Raw and how it's made the show feel more refreshing. And then we come into AEW, and obviously AEW doesn't have nearly as long of history as WWE, right? But regardless, they switched up their format for what they normally do on Dynamite. It seemed like they were being a little bit more loose, having a little bit more fun with different things that they can do. And I liked that. You know, this is a competition, Reg. You got to think of things before the other person thinks of them first.
Yeah, totally, Denise. That Sami Zayn shot from Raw, that's like the most excited I've seen people be about a production shot in a long time. So maybe AEW saw that and was like, yo, we got to do some cool things too to get these people talking, because since that dude has been gone from over there on the production side, things have changed a lot. So if AEW is going to do the same thing and try to do something different, it just works for us.
We got Roberto Arsenal here who says another great Dynamite Jay White segment was great. Eddie said backstage, make that title mean something. I tried my best. Now you have to. Amen. Thank you so much, Roberto. We got Sheldon Jackson here who says the main event of Dynamite tonight, it's the hide your girlfriend guy versus the hide your father guy. That's great, man. I love that. We got Andrew Cool who says they should cancel Rampage and give Dynamite 3 hours. What? Andrew Cool, you're crazy.
Do you think it, Denise, if they didn't say this is the 3rd hour is going to be Rampage, we're just doing a 3-hour Dynamite, would it have felt different for you or the same?
It depends because, okay, for example, let's say we had a 3-hour Dynamite and let's say we saw everything that you saw here today. The big thing that I would imagine is, okay, we would, instead of having everything that you saw in the 3rd hour of Rampage would be the 2nd hour of Dynamite, and the last hour of Dynamite would have been that 3rd hour if this was a straight through 3-hour Dynamite.
Right. And I still seems like a long ass show. Even the way that you described it there, I'm like, is there a way for this not to be the longest show of history? And I don't think so.
No, crazy what it once says. Also, well done, Denise. You watched Rampage. Thank you very much.
Denise. First time in about 5 years.
This show hasn't even been around for 5 years.
First time in history. They had to trick her into it. They're like, yo, no, it's attached to the show, Denise. And you can't do the post show unless you watch the show. And Denise was still like, is there a way around this? Is I could possibly...
Crazy 101 says Dynamite and Rampage main events were lit. I agree with that. Alexander Fitzgerald says Christian versus Adam Copeland was so great. It started on Dynamite and ended on Rampage, which was the way to go, because how many people like other Denises of the world would have been like, all right, click.
Exactly. Bye. Yeah. Now you got to trick them people into sticking around. And that's what they did.
Delayed Grad says Denise watched Collision and now Rampage. I missed Collision for a month, all right? It was just 1 month. I'm back.
For how long?
Well, it ain't the Saturday, so that's not my fault. Crazy 101 says, Sky is a freak for real. She crazy. Damn. Brandon Rosen says, greeting and salutations from the arena in Toronto. The crowd was so loud when Don Callis came out for his promo, I couldn't hear a word he said. Nobody heard a word he said. Travis Lindsay says, how was your first Rampage in years, Denise?
Would you watch
everybody
it again?
Everybody knows.
It's just a bit at this point. It's your thing.
God damn. Like, rumor spread fast in the IWC.
It's not a rumor, Denise. It's true confirmed facts. You've said it here on the show.
I said no such thing. Delane Gratz says, Reg looking like classic Q-Tip from Tribe Called Quest.
You know, it's hip hop forever. I can't help myself.
Grapple Geekery says, man, that street fight was brutal. Sky Blue is a sicko, and I love it. It only took the power of college basketball to compel Denise to watch. My God.
Look, the Final Four, it'll do that to people. It sends people in a whirlwind.
Farron Wolf, the Squeeze says, hardcore women's match, Denise forced into Rampage. Oh, my God. How does everybody know? KW says, I agree with Reg. No, thank you. Hector Rodriguez says, usually watch Team Mom right now because of YTTV delay, but hey, gotta spot the hardest working woman in sports entertainment to steal a phrase from Luke. Thank you so much, Hector.
Wow, we beat
that.
Out Teen Mom, Denise. We lit out here. We are big.
I'm sorry, but the first season of Teen Mom was best, and I can't. After that, I was out.
Denise, that's one of the worst influence shows. You know, like when the beginning of Jackass comes on, it's just say that, like, don't try this at home. Because I think a lot of people try this at home. They're like, oh, Teen Mom. I'm going to be a Teen Mom, too. What a terrible show.
Infamous Raider Loco. Infamous Raider Loco says, shout out to you both, but isn't AEW and WWE our soap opera? That's what I tell people. Born 1986, been a fan since 2. Got both my kids into it and they love it. Gotta love this in wrestling history. I gotta tell you, I used to get mad when people would say that wrestling was a soap opera, especially the locals, like non-wrestling fans, that would be like, oh, it's just a soap opera, it's drama. I'd be like, shut up.
But Denise, we've like been in arenas like crying like little babies. So like, they lying?
They're not lying though, but you don't like to hear it because the word soap opera comes with such a negative connotation. You know, you think of housewives at home sweeping and watching these crazy ass dramatic shows
that
are unrealistic. Yeah, I do like them. I don't go around telling everybody though.
You just told a bunch of people.
Tracy WV says, hello, Kelly Crew, Reg, enjoy your new screensaver. You're welcome.
It's already loaded up. I appreciate that. Y'all are great. What a great, that we should just get right to that. Mama Wayne running in with the stick. With the
stick. We know Reg wants to run in with the stick. Here, welcome to the late night version of Speak Now Pro Wrestling. I don't know why I said that. I shouldn't have said that. That was so inappropriate.
Denise.
I know.
It's a PG program.
I take it back. I'm sorry. I'm sweating.
Oh my God.
1990K says, which 3-hour show was better this week, Raw or Dynamite or Rampage? I mean, / Dynamite Rampage. Reg, we know your pick is Monday Night Raw.
Raw was great. No, yeah, I couldn't have. I can't even fake it, Denise.
They were both good shows this week. Yeah, were I'll be they? Honest. They were both good shows. Yeah, I had a good time. Really. I had a good time for both. Mm-hmm. Julian Bravo says AJ Styles. Juan Ortega says, I got fed today. 3-hour AEW, New Japan pay-per-view, and Stardom pay-per-view. Yeah, for real.
Seriously.
Dream Ninja 77 says, Julia Hart rules so much. Willow rules, stat rules, Sky rules. What a match. AEW women never miss in the no DQ matches. We feasted next week on Wednesday. A lot of great matches announced for next week. Alexander Fitzgerald says, Ospreay versus Shibata, Young Bucks versus Private Party, Takeshita versus Swerve. Dynamite next week looks fun. Dynamite has been solid. In the past few weeks, this roster is insane. Feels like anyone can main event.
I'm trying to think about something else besides what you said. Yeah, let me read these guys.
You haven't recovered.
I have not recovered. All I think about is Ridge with the stick. I'm trying to move forward to Ospreay, Shibata, Young Bucks. Yeah, that's going to be amazing next week. I can't wait. Cannot wait.
Wrestling thoughts, Reg.
I'm trying to. Denise, you did that. You forced this.
Julian Bravo says AEW, WWE. A WWE AEW angle will occur in 2 years. I don't think so.
I'll say five.
Five? All right. Doppelganger 399 says tomorrow's Wrestle Talk News. Denise, watch Rampage. Breaking goddamn
news. Front page.
All right. Last one, and we'll get right into the show. Grapple Geekery says Denise Salcedo after dark. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you very much. All right. You guys can keep sending in your super chats as we press on with the show. We will circle back to them, but let's get right to it. We're going to kick things off with Mercedes Moné. She kicks off the show. She gives us a little video package talking about, you know, some of the things that she has done outside of pro wrestling as well as in pro wrestling since she left WWE. And she talks about how, you know, her injury almost kept her out of pro wrestling permanently, but, you know, she decided that was not going to happen. And she did what she needed to do, and she came back. Lights go down. She gets Julia and Sky Blue come out. Mercedes Moné gets a little physical with them. And Willow and Chris Statlander run out there to have her back, because if not, she was going to be outnumbered. And we get a little confrontation between Mercedes and Willow. All right, Reg, what did you think of this?
Mercedes is back to start the show, Denise. I thought that was a great way to kind of gauge what happened last week, because last week was Boston. We know exactly what was going to happen there. Toronto crowd showed love. They showed love all night. They were very excited. Canadian crowds, you can usually count on them to be super hot for wrestling. I like Mercedes kind of coming back and bringing out a video package, Denise. Hey, if you guys don't know me, watch this video.
All the people to get a video package.
I made a joke last week. Hey, this person needs a video package. And then they start the show this week giving Mercedes a video package. And the video package was fire too. Not for nothing, Denise. But yeah, I like her just coming out and be like, if you guys don't know, they've been talking about me all week. I will show you, for those who maybe not know, establishing herself again. She just feels different. That's what I just like about it. Again, it's the same, like, different energy. It makes the show feel different. It makes all of her segments feel different. The best part of this, though, is Willow with the fake out, acting like she's going to hit Mercedes, teasing another whatever it is. I love that they're getting to this, that later in the night they have the backstage segment where Willow tries to talk to her and Mercedes is like, you've done enough. And I'm just like, oh, okay, they're getting to it. And I just really like that they're getting to that.
Yeah, you know, I was wondering, like, in this situation when they did went, because, you know, we kind of already knew that they were going to go this direction, right, with Mercedes and with Willow, because it's right there. The story is right there for them to take. But Willow is, like, the ultimate baby face. Like, she's so fun and cute in her song. You know, everything's so colorful and fun and vibrant with Willow. And we knew that Mercedes wasn't going to be a heel right now. So I was thinking, like, okay, how is this dynamic between Willow and Mercedes going to work?
Yeah, I guess it's not even an issue. The thing is with me, Denise, is like, I need Mercedes to be heel, though. Like, that, like, the best Mercedes, she's already been heel. Like, she's gave, like, a babyface promo of, like, I was down and out, but I'm back, kind of triumphant return. But the way that she talks, the way that she looks, the way that she acts, that's heel stuff. I got more money than you guys. I'm better than all of you. I look better. I act better. it's 100% heel tactics. And when she starts really leaning into it, that's when we'll get the best Mercedes, I think.
But I think for this particular story, it felt today like almost, because I get what you're saying. When she talks, he does feel like a heel, right? Mm-hmm. But personally, like the way that Willow was almost going to like hit her with the chair and how that came across, it sensed to me that Willow might be the heel in this, or is going to be the heel in this.
I mean, I could see like, look, Mercedes is coming in with all this fanfare. Willow's going to kind of play this like, maybe I have to go to this different direction and this different angle to beat you or to best you or to, you know, get one over on you. Could be the way to go. But Stat's been showing some things too. Maybe Stat and Stokely are getting in their head. Could be that type of thing too.
I just don't feel like, I don't think people can boo Mercedes right now. I feel it's too early to boo her.
I don't agree with that.
Really? I mean, we're out there chanting CEO, they CEO. Could
turn. This is a black woman in pro wrestling. They could turn in 5 seconds.
Oh, man. No. How are they going to chant CEO? CEO, CEO. Yeah, I mean. We got to change the tone now, Reg. We can't sound happy. CEO.
It's not that hard for them to turn. They will turn. Don't worry.
Going into this, I feel like Mercedes has to be the baby face in this. At least that's how it feels right now, honestly.
Yeah, I think maybe, especially with how they kind of ended the shows today with that brawl, violent brawl, seeing Willow in a more aggressive tone. Maybe that for right now, Mercedes immediately just have her be a baby face and kind of play off that.
Mr. Gonzalez here brings up a great point. Willow's too nice to be a heel. I know.
Is she?
That's what I'm saying.
It's kind of like Denise being a heel. Like, could you be a heel, Denise?
You don't know me, Reg. I can be a heel. Just ask my husband.
The way that your face changed, I'm like, maybe she can. That was really fast.
If my husband was here right now, he would have come in here, taken this microphone and been like, this girl, you're asking if she can be a heel?
Listen, I don't want you and your husband fighting. I'm just making jokes.
Okay, so where was I at with all this? Okay, that backstage segment that you brought up, by the way, that was good stuff, man. Stokely Hathaway introducing himself to Mercedes. Mercedes didn't even notice him. His facial reactions, all of that was just really hilarious. I thought that was pretty good. The confrontation, like you mentioned, with Willow and Mercedes was great too.
Yeah, again, hearing this thing, I think Mercedes kind of showed that little bit of heel status of like, oh, she was kind of being a little bit condescending to Chris of like, yeah, I came out to help. No big deal. Whatever. Don't blah, blah, blah. And then what she did to Willow. But then on the other side, they could kind of be the same way of like, who is this person coming into our locker room, getting all this screen time, being this? We're about to beat her up.
Exactly. All right. We got some super chats to get into. So here we go. Oh, man. Brace yourself for this one. Mike T90K says, Nick Wayne's mom looking extra good tonight. Got my stick too, Reg. I blame myself.
Got my stick too is crazy as hell. You did this, Denise.
Julian Bravo says, new TNT champ rushed. Usos Mania rushed. WWE AEW angle, give it 2 to 3 years. And oh, AJ Styles.
AJ Styles.
AJ Styles is the phenomenal one. Crazy 101 says Denise after dark clip has been made. Oh God, no.
It doesn't take long.
No, no.
I was gonna make it after the show anyway.
No, so oh, that's so 101. Embarrassing. I want to die now. I'm just so forever. Embarrassed.
Forever.
All right, let's keep it going. I want to get into the big one here. Okada versus Eddie Kingston. AEW Continental Championship. To absolutely no one's surprise, we have a brand new AEW champion, AEW Continental Champion, and that, my friends, is Kazuchika Okada. Is he the fastest person to win a championship since like the moment that they became All Elite in AEW? Has anyone won a championship faster? I don't think so, right?
I don't think anybody has won anything. Just come in a week later, you're the champion. Like, not this fast or not however long it's been. This might be the fastest one. We could get some confirmation, I'm sure. Very good. Probably somebody in the chat that would know. But yeah, Denise, I loved, first of all, everything that Okada's been doing coming in here has been awesome. Last week, I've watched that Sing It clip like 5,000 times at this point. Him coming in a really dope car, just looking like a gazillion bucks, kind of playing off that was awesome. But this match, Denise, is what I loved. a singles Okada match. He was 100% Okada, just cocky son of a bitch, walking around like his shit don't stink, trying to beat Eddie Kingston's ass in every angle, but also being really smug about it, trying to clothesline his head off. Eddie Kingston was Eddie Kingston 100%, showing all that heart, just fighting from behind, trying to get the best of one of the greatest Japanese wrestlers of all time. But Okada's in his prime. This, a lot of people expected him to come in and squash Eddie Kingston. And like you said, no one was surprised about this. Like, him winning this championship in this fashion was like, yeah, of course. I felt like, yo, bring him in on this first night and win the championship. So this was about as fast as it could get. I thought this match was really awesome.
It was. The crowd was really into it. Like, from the very beginning, like, people were excited to see this. And I was actually surprised that it went on, as the opening match, to be honest. But I mean, it makes sense now after seeing the entire card. It was still like it was a really great spot for this match. It was the first match. And then you go from like having this Mercedes promo and then going right into an Okada match. It kind of feels like, oh, here's this star. Oh, here's this other star. So like, whatever you tune into AEW for, you're getting a little bit of everything, right? But the big thing that I want to talk about, besides him winning the AEW Continental Championship, is the Bastard Pack is not only back, which we had gotten those teases already, and he's been back, but he goes out there and he confronts Okada. So on Collision that I watched this Saturday, he had a match with Aaron Solo. And after that match, he told Tony Khan that he wanted bigger opponents. And if he didn't get them, he was going to come looking for them because he is looking for trouble.
That's right. He did say that on Collision. And he immediately came up on that, Denise. Yeah, as soon as Pat came out, I was like, I'm switching my Philadelphia ticket to St. Louis because how am I going to miss Will Ospreay and Bryan Danielson and Pac and Okada? This is going to be insane. Okada came in with this big fanfare. I just talked about how amazing he is. Pac coming back. If given the opportunity, he could be the best wrestler in the world. Okada, Ospreay, all of them included. That's how good this guy is. So for him to come in and get this match with Okada, this match is going to be crazy. In a show filled with crazy matches, Denise, this is I'll cry right now. I can't believe it.
It's too much wrestling for you, Reg.
It's too much.
Wait, did you really switch your Philadelphia ticket to St. Louis?
No, I was just trolling. I was just making a joke.
Oh, okay. I'm like, you really did that?
Imagine. I'm like, no, I gotta see the show, Denise. I'm not going. No, I didn't do that.
Wait, so am I going to see you both in Philly and St. Louis?
No, just in Philly.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're not going to St. Louis.
Not going to St. Louis.
Come on, Reg. I'm Jeez going. Louise. And I'm doing the thing that I said I was doing, by the way. I'm going and coming back the same day.
Yeah, you're nuts. You're insane. You're crazy. I think Phil's going to be there, too. All the homies are going to be in attendance.
Reg, go. Please.
Life is money. Life is crazy. Come on.
Money comes and goes, Reg. That's what I tell myself. That's why.
All right.
That explains it all. That explains my whole troubles.
Now I'm like, oh yeah, your husband. YOLO. I'm remembering those things.
YOLO, Reg. YOLO. I hate that word, by the way. Yeah, me but too. I have to use it in this particular case.
It sucks. I'm not choosing WrestleMania over Dynasty. I'm choosing WrestleMania weekend. I go to zero WWE events. Zero.
Reg, I'm disappointed.
Zero.
I'm going to try to convince you. We have exactly 1 month to convince you to go to Dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
1 month. All right. Anyways, I'm very excited for Pac and Okada. And like you said, I think that's going to be his match at Dynasty. So
yeah,
very stuff to get excited about for sure. All right. So we got some super chats here. This one is from Brandon, who's 554K, says, y'all are hilarious. I love it. LMBO. What is LMBO?
Laugh my butt off.
Oh, I thought it was limbo.
Why would it, Denise? What?
I don't know. It's like, oh, he really likes limbo.
Love it. Limbo. Just limbo. Randomly at the end of it.
Some people really like limbo, Reg.
He's just permanently in cruise mode. Limbo.
Mike 290K says, where does Eddie Kingston go from here? What do you think?
To lose his championship to Mark Briscoe at Ring of Honor, Supercard of Honor at WrestleMania weekend, which the aforementioned here. Other than that, I think that I don't think him losing all his championships hurts Eddie Kingston. I think the buildup, his career is based off of him chasing something. And I think him getting the goal was the big moment. And he's had some great matches as champion. I think it's now just time to get it off of him, you know?
Yeah, I agree with that. Crazy 101 says Okada also arrived in style. He did. Nice, fancy red car. Looks good, man. Mm-hmm. I didn't even get to mention the backstage segment with the Young Bucks and Okada and Alex Marvez, where they were bullying him about not speaking the native tongue, which was Japanese, and them telling him to do Duolingo. It was funny because when they mentioned it, I was like, literally thinking, oh, I'm going to make a tweet and make a joke about Duolingo. And then before I, like, the second I thought it, they said it. And I was like, damn, y'all stole my comedy here. But this was hilarious, man. This is going to sound really wrong, but every single week I look forward to them bullying Alex Marvez because it's hilarious.
Wow, Alex Marvez catching a stray over here. Do you use Duolingo,
it's
Denise?
Funny. Yeah, I use Duolingo for a bit.
It's a pretty popular thing. I try to learn Spanish on it, but I'm like, it's just...
Come on, Reg.
I know. I need one day, California, 30 plus years, Denise. I'm like, if I knew Spanish, like, my life would be so different.
You would have a whole additional selection of women, Reg.
I know.
So many new doors would open up for you.
Every time I go to the Mexican supermarket, I'm like, dude, life could be so different.
You're missing out, Reg. You're missing out.
I know.
Anyways, if you ever need any help with your Spanish, I am one text away.
Gotcha. So if I'm in the one supermarket, text. I'm like, Denise, what do I say?
Just be like, hola, chica. Eres tan preciosa. I don't know.
Eres tan es preciosa?
Yeah. Say hola, chica. Well, I wouldn't say chica. That's kind of rude.
Let's get an espresso?
No. Is that what you thought I said? Wait, did you think I said espresso?
Hola, chica. Do you want to get an espresso?
No, I said hola, chica. No, I forgot what I said. I said, eres tan preciosa.
Do you want to get an espresso?
No, that means that she's pretty, that she's like precious. She's beautiful. She's preciosa. She's lovely.
Oh, gotcha. Espresso. Oh, gotcha. Okay, that makes sense. That makes a lot more sense.
My God. Crazy 101 says, Reg, go. Okay, will Reg go to Dynasty or will we get Swerve versus Keith? Will it happen?
Probably Swerve versus Keith at this point. I don't think it's going to happen.
Broadway Joe says, hate to bring the negativity, but this show was disappointing. Okada and Eddie never got out of first gear. Jericho sucks. Women get 5 minutes. Swerve jobber match. Main was too WWE for me. Monet was good. Any thoughts on do you agree with any of this?
One of those points.
All right. We'll get to that.
Try to guess which one, Denise.
The women getting the 5 minutes? Because that was a short match. The tag team match. Oh, then it was the Jericho thing? No. Okay, so then it was the Swerve jobber match? No.
Now we know because you didn't went through everything over here.
So it was Okada, Eddie, never get Nettie.
No.
Eddie. Wait, what am I missing? I went through everything. Oh, the main event.
I thought it was pretty...
Oh, Reg. All right, we're going to have a disagreement here. I enjoyed the main event. We'll get to that. All right, but before we get to the main event and all that other stuff, we need to get to Hook versus Chris Jericho, because I will tell you, it was good. Mm-hmm. The German suplexes, Hook dominating most of the match. Jericho just got a couple of shoulder tackles in, hit a lion salt, Hook kicks out. Eventually, Hook wins with the inside cradle. At one point, he tried to do he executed the Red Rum on him and was able to bring Chris Jericho down to his knees. Hook defeated Chris Jericho. Before we get to what happened backstage, what did you think of the matchup?
That sentence just does not hit like it should. Like, even when they're yelling it, oh, Hook, I'm like, okay, like, Action Andretti beat Chris Jericho too. Like, that's not I see what they're trying to do, and Jericho's still trying to be in I put guys over mode, but it like just doesn't hit the same. Like when Hook won, I was like, oh, Hook beat Chris Jericho, but it wasn't like this big thing. It's not like they were like, this is the biggest victory in Hook's career. And like, in theory, yeah, but like in spirit, no, I don't give a shit that he beat Chris Jericho. Like the match was good. I liked it. Like Jericho's had some matches there. I'm like, I don't really, you know, not too much. But I like this match a lot, them paying tribute to Chris Jericho and Taz, Hook's dad, all the suplexes, all that was fun. But like beating Chris Jericho now is like just beating some dude that's on the roster.
But you want, to me, the reason for that is, and why you may not be like, you know, jumping over the moon, it's because when Action Andretti defeated Chris Jericho, what came of that?
Exactly.
Because nothing came of that. I almost feel like we don't really expect anything to come of. Obviously, it's different. Like, this is why it still means something to me. I know that because of the whole Action Andretti thing, it might not necessarily hit as hard. But Action Andretti and Hook are at different points in their AEW career. Hook has already been trusted into these pretty big matches, because the match when he had some with Samoa Joe is pretty big, and he killed it. It was a phenomenal matchup. He's already gotten over with the crowd even way before any of the Hook Samoa Joe stuff happened. Way before that, he was already over with the crowd. Versus Action Andretti, it was one of those things where like no one really knew who he was. And so he goes and he gets this win over Chris Jericho, and there was this huge reaction and this big moment because people didn't know who he was, and this was a new kid coming in and getting one over on Chris Jericho just like that. So I feel like because they were on two different points in their career with AEW, for that reason, I'm looking at this and I'm going, damn, I'm so happy that they were able to recognize that Hook had to defeat Chris Jericho. Because can you imagine the conversation we would be having right now if Chris Jericho defeated Hook in this, like, what, and just defeated him and nothing came of it?
See, that's the funny thing about this whole thing is, like, he had to beat Chris Jericho, though. Like, there was no other option. Like, Chris Jericho could not beat him. But him beating Chris Jericho is like, all right. You know what I mean? Like, that's, it's like good and also not that important at this moment. It's still Chris Jericho. He's one of the greatest of all time. He has his history, has his legacy, has everything. But like in this moment today, that match, it's like Hook's not going to be next week one of the hottest guys in the company because he beat Chris Jericho.
That's true, too. But here's the thing. Speaking of next week, what is going to happen? Because backstage, Chris Jericho said that he has a proposition for Hook. What do you think the proposition is?
I was like, okay, that match, he beat Chris Jericho. Don't care. Then Chris Jericho did that backstage segment. I was like, oh, no, Hook, you're stuck forever. What do you think he's going to say, Denise? Let's be a tag team. Be my friend. Let's be in a group together. Something not good.
It's got to be tag team or in a group. I don't know what else the proposition can be.
Vortex.
But here's the thing. Just because he's going to make a proposition doesn't mean that Hook has to say yes. Maybe Hook's going to be like, you know what? I like you. I respect you, but I'm cool. I'm doing my own thing.
Let's all hope so. Let's all pray.
But like, where do we go from now with Jericho? What's next? If this whole thing, if him and Hook as a partner or some sort of group, he forms another group. If that doesn't happen, then what else? What's next? What are we interested in?
Jericho and Okada.
Nah, that could be next, actually.
I don't know why I said that out loud. Damn it.
So it's happening, you think? I mean, here's the thing. We did say Okada versus everybody.
You know what they're probably going to do after tonight is Jericho and Copeland.
Yep. Okay. All right. I like that. All right. Let's go with that. Let's throw that out there.
I don't know if I like that. I'm just saying.
I mean, it's not bad. I don't think it's bad.
I don't want it to happen because I don't want Edge, Adam Copeland, to get into another like this. He's just been involved with Christian since he's got here. Like, let's get you involved with some people that you don't know. And we haven't seen you.
Oh, I thought you were doing like a Canada thing and you were done with the Canada opponent.
No.
I was like, you want him like no more Canadians?
No, I'd like him to wrestle another Canadian that he hasn't been wrestling for the last 40 years.
All right. We got Blanca here who says Denise teaching Red Spanish for international stick run-ins is priceless. Oh, man.
We're doomed.
I'm done. I don't even know how to bounce back from that. I really don't. Well, we'll see what the hell goes down with this, man. But who knows? I have a feeling we're not going to see a Hook Jericho tag team. Can I just say, I don't think it's going to happen.
I agree. I don't think so either.
We got Brandon Snyder, who just gifted a DWO membership. Thank you so much to Brandon for doing that. Appreciate that freaking much. Hector Rodriguez says Rainmaker versus Painmaker. I'm in. Oh, my God. It's right there in the marquee. Hector, He's right. Painmaker versus Rainmaker.
This was all a big mistake. All a big mistake, you guys.
Damn it. Sorry. And if you want to be a lovemaker, Blue Chew code Denise. I don't have the promo today. I already played it on Raw.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I was like, is it coming?
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah. See, that was an accident, too.
Brandon says, also, I said this in a tweet the other day promoting you, but happy belated birthday, Reg.
Oh, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Anybody that showed love, anybody that said anything, any kind of support, thank you so much. Y'all are dope.
I love it. Thank you so much, man. All right, let's keep this going. Actually, we got another super chat. This is from Roberto, who says, I agree with Reg. I only go to Mania weekend now to see other wrestling besides WrestleMania. I'll happily watch Mania at the hotel with beer and pizza. As you got the pizza, like, you're all good, man.
You're about to be in there, Denise, at the shows, press, standing up, yelling. You know,
I actually wanted to come home before WrestleMania because I wanted to watch WrestleMania from home. Yeah, I wanted to come home, but the Busted Open party's on Saturday, so I can't leave before the party. And then I'm like, okay, well, I can leave Sunday morning and make it back to LA before night two. But then I'm like, how stupid is that? Like, if I went to night one, I might as well stay for night two.
Yeah, if you're going to go to one, might as well go to both.
Right. And the only reason why I wanted to come home and watch WrestleMania from home is because I'm able to work better. Because when I'm in the arena or the stadium, whatever.
It's different.
All the Wi-Fi in every place is different. Awful. And some places suck. Some places don't suck for the Wi-Fi. And I hate it. I hate having to like be looking for signals and just you never know what the situation is in any building. So I've never been to the Tropicana Field. So I don't know what their situation is like for their Wi-Fi. And the Wi-Fi stresses me out. So that's why I wanted to come home and, you know, work from here. But so I'm just going to end up staying and doing what I normally do and then come back and I'll be back before Raw after Mania.
There was one show we went to where we weren't the California Connection and we weren't friends and we kept going outside. What show was that?
Remember
we weren't friends and we kept going out there and we kept using
it
the
was
Wi-Fi.
Revolution in Orlando. Uh-huh. I remember the places with the bad Wi-Fi. Orlando has some of the worst Wi-Fi like ever. Dude, we didn't even talk. Literally, we kept going out to the hallway. That's what I would do. I would keep leaving my seat in between matches, run upstairs, go to the hallway, send a tweet, run back. And I kept running into you in the exact same spot, but we didn't talk at all. I think I just said hi and that was it.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's that one person. Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's Will's friend.
Wow. Whoa.
That's what I thought. I hardly knew you, Reg.
Will's friend?
That's how I knew you. What did you think about me?
Same shit.
See? Exactly.
That's the girl that be arguing with Sean Rossap all the time on the damn TV.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you.
And then the whole time, we were just there tweeting and shit. I think I asked you, I was like, is your Wi-Fi bad? And you were like, yeah, and I was like, damn.
That was it. That's the only thing we said. Who knew we would be the greatest tag team of all time?
I feel bad that I said I just knew you as Will's friend.
Come on, Denise. Come on. Y'all hear this? Y'all see this? I'm just Will's friend. People be thinking that shit, too. You almost got me. I almost went on a rant. I was like, no, this is real.
Go on your rant, Reg. Go on your rant.
I cannot. Mm-mm.
If you don't show up next week for work, we all know why.
Yeah, exactly.
Crazy 101 says, Reg and Hector respectfully don't say that.
It's an accident.
Yeah. Johnny says, make sure you two eat a Philly cheesesteak. Yeah, I've had a Philly cheesesteak, but not in Philly. I've had a Cali cheesesteak.
Bet your ass. I can't wait.
Plugger 1234 says, hi, Denise and Reg. Elimination Chamber. Being there was great. It's March 21st here in Australia. My birthday. I'm the same age as Reg. Dynamite was great today. We got another OG in the house.
Happy birthday, big dog. March 21st, Australia. Watch out for the spiders. Do they have the crazy spiders in Australia?
I've seen the pictures. That's why I won't go to Australia.
That's why you didn't go to Elimination Chamber. You're like, I'm good.
Oh, hell no. Can you imagine that? What the hell would I do alone with a freaking 5-foot spider?
I'm chill.
Be the death of me. All right, Plugger 1234. Thank you so much for the super chat. Appreciate that. Let's keep this going. We got a quick promo backstage from Adam Cole, and he's just addressing Wardlow and basically saying that he's now in charge of the other guys keeping their championship belts. Anything we want to add here?
What you think about it, Denise?
Nothing. I thought absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Actually, exactly. I did think something. I'm not going to lie. What? I was thinking that the chair that he was sitting in and like the place that he was sitting in, like the, oh my God, I'm blanking. Oh my God, the commercial with the guy, with the old man.
The Dos Equis guy?
The Dos Equis guy. The most, oh my gosh, what is it?
Oh yeah, now that I put the two things together, I'm like, it does kind of look like that, huh?
Yes.
Is that the vibe they're going for, you think?
I mean,
you're not interested.
I don't think Adam Cole would be the person to do that I'm with. Like,
you're not interested at all.
No, but anyways, that was literally what I was thinking about was the Dos Equis guy during this.
You were thinking about something else.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, gotcha.
I was. Mm-hmm. All right, moving on. Will Ospreay cut another really great promo. Wow. I feel like this is something that we're starting to say each and every single week, but there was a lot of good stuff in here. He threw some shots at Bryan Danielson making you know, kind of mocking him for not being the star that he was in New Japan Pro Wrestling. He even said that his shoes were too small. Ooh. He then goes on this whole like thing about how he's a 30-year-old man. He's got two pugs, three cats, a missus, a kid, and a mortgage to pay. And he talks about all of his accolades and things and eventually challenges Shibata, and Bryan Danielson tells him he's going to be watching. I don't know what to say, man. This was freaking cool. I like everything that he's been saying because we said this last week, but he does feel authentic when he goes out there.
Denise, did you expect Will Ospreay to come in and potentially be like the number one guy, though? Like, we all knew that Ospreay was going to be like amazing. We all knew that. We all know his resume as a wrestler. But did you come in, expect him to come in with these promos and be like, I think he's like the number one babyface in the whole company already?
Yes.
You did?
Yes. And you know when I noticed it? I noticed it during the media scrums because we had seen him at least maybe one or two times in media scrums before. Yeah. And when he would like talk, he didn't feel like he was trying to be something. Like he was like genuinely himself. Like I remember, I forgot what the hell he was asked, but there was one of the first scrums that he did, or maybe the second one, he was asked a question and he just looks at everybody and he's like, what does that word mean? And I remember like Tony Khan and like three other media members were like explaining the word to him at the same time. And so I just feel like he goes out there and gave honest answers. He gave honest answers to what he was being asked. He felt human is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what he feels like, I think, in the promos and why he's connecting so well, Denise. He feels like a real person. He doesn't feel like wrestler guy doing wrestler promos. Like, oh no, Will Ospreay is out there talking on the mic with Tony Schiavone, having a good time. The content is great too. Him continuously being like, all you fools wanted to go and be the man in Japan, and I went and did that. Like, you guys based your whole careers off of being these Japanese legends, and I went and became a Japanese legend. And now I'm here to take your shit in your territory. Will Ospreay has been doing amazing. Like, I didn't expect him. I didn't. Like, I was like, I know he's a great promo. He's done some amazing after New Japan matches promos. But I didn't expect it to be like, oh no, this guy's like, after this promo, Denise, everybody online is like, Will Ospreay, that promo, amazing. I slept. I'm blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yo, it feels different. Like, I knew he was going to come. He's Will Ospreay. But this feels like, oh, no, they might have to shift plans. Like, I know there's probably some plans, world titles and things, but, like, he's undeniable, Denise. This is crazy.
Like, that's the thing. It's simple. It's easy. And I feel like we're going to be saying the same thing every week. He comes out. But that's a good thing, though, only because he gives us really good material. We're excited for his match versus Bryan Danielson. I'm very excited. And they're holding out on them having this confrontation face to face. Like, Bryan's collision promo was really good, too. And that was one of the things that I had mentioned in my collision promo is post-show is that every time I listen to both of these guys do their promos, I'm like, Will convinced me that he's going to defeat Bryan Danielson. Then I listen to Bryan, and Bryan's convinced me he's going to defeat Will Ospreay. Then I listen to Will Ospreay again, and he changes my mind. So both of these guys keep changing my mind about who's going to win.
And this is so funny, Denise, because these are two many people consider to be two of the best people in the world. Historically, they said that these guys aren't great promos, and they got us wanting this match without even touching each other, without any physical action at all. Just off promos, we're like, we want this match so bad. It's going back and forth on who we want to win. And when the match happens, Denise, it's going to blow our minds. This has been like perfectly booked at the moment. Like, this is the perfect way to bring Will Ospreay in. I think this is the perfect way to bring Okada in and the perfect way to bring Will Ospreay in, just because, like, what they're representing, how they're establishing themselves on the roster and establishing themselves to the AEW TV audience.
Amen, man. Amen. Hector Rodriguez, that's crazy 101. Why are you calling me out? What the hell, man? Well, I think that was in reference to the Rainmaker, Painmaker thing, because he didn't want to see that match.
We don't want that.
Daniel Robledo says this is leading to Eddie winning the world title at Yankee Stadium in July. No, I don't think so.
Yankee Stadium. Mm-mm. I don't think Eddie Kingston is going to win the world title this year. Like, now, you heard what I just said about Ospreay?
That's what I'm saying. Like, there are certain, the slots have changed and people in these slots have changed, and you bring in Okada, he climbs up a couple slots higher, you have Will Ospreay a couple slots higher, and so other people kind of get knocked down a peg, you know?
Exactly, you get it.
Daniel, thank you so much for the super chat. I appreciate that a whole lot, man. All right, let's keep it going. We got a very quick match, honestly, between Deonna and Thunder versus Mariah May and Tony. I was a little bit bummed out that this wasn't longer.
Yeah, I did like the outcome of it, and earlier I was just doing a bit with the thing, but yeah, this match definitely should have been longer, especially with the build up and like they had this mystery of Deonna saying she's gonna have a partner, then they announce it. It feels like all that build up just for like a match that kind of felt rushed through. When we had 3 hours of show, Denise, that's what feels. When we are upset at WWE thing, it's like this, like, well, you have 3 hours to show. Why couldn't you dedicate 15 minutes or 12 minutes, whatever, to this tag match that you got us really looking forward to? Like I said, I do love the outcome because I want Thunder Rosa to be back in the title contention. I want her to be back in the main event women division status. So that was great. But seeing stuff like this is pretty unfortunate, especially with how we started the show, Denise, and how Mercedes has came in and what she's represented and the main event last week and essentially the main event this week. It's like, well, don't do that to the other part of the division. You know what I mean?
You know what I think they could have done? And I'm just going to say it. I think they could have gotten rid of the Acclaimed promo that they did on Rampage, and they could have maybe extended this match just a little bit longer.
That was, we'll talk about it, or will we?
I mean, we're going to get to it in a second, but let's finish off Dynamite, because we're going in nice chronological format. All right, next up, Swerve versus The Butcher. Quick win for Swerve. This was a very fast match. This was just a quick squash. After this, we have a promo between Swerve and Samoa Joe. And Samoa Joe says he's going to give him exactly what he wants. It's about to go down to the ring, but Don Callis comes out, gets massive amounts of heat. And this all leads to a match between Konosuke Takeshita and Swerve next week, which I'm like, yo, that could be like a pay-per-view match. Like, that could be a Wrestle Dream match. And we're getting it next week on freaking Dynamite. That's going to be like, big.
Like, if they added this match to Dynasty, I would cry. Like, that's how amazing this match is. Them announcing the match, I thought that Swerve and Samoa Joe's promos were really good. Samoa Joe showed fire just being like, dude, I'll beat your ass, whatever. I don't care about any of this. But Don Callis's booze, Denise, oh my God. This is what you call real wrestling heat, not that manufactured MP3.boo bullshit that other places be doing. This is real heat. Real people really wanting this guy to not talk. And Don Callis is a professional about it too. He just went right through it. He didn't let them get him off of it. But yeah, that was insane. Shout out to Toronto fans, because that was awesome. Like, that's how you boo somebody.
Yeah, I was gonna say they definitely came through with the booze for sure. Anything that you felt differently or excited about in regards to Swerve and Samoa Joe?
They didn't. No, it's how do you feel at this point, Denise, as compared to where we were, say, a week before Revolution?
In terms of just the in general interest
in that match, and specifically in Swerve becoming world champ.
I feel like my thoughts on who's going to become champ is I'm still expecting it to be Swerve. That's pretty much the exact same. And in terms of the matchup, I know it's going to be good, but I feel like my excitement level is more interested in Brian and Will Ospreay. Like, that to me is the match that I'm most excited for heading into this pay-per-view. So, like, I almost feel like it's getting all my personal attention.
That's going to be a problem that we're going to run to here in the future in AEW with multiple shows of, like, there might be a world title match, but there's a match that's garnering more fan interest and people are more interested in. I still think it's Swerve's time. I still think he's in a really good position. I still think his pops are great. I love what he's doing outside of the ring, adding on to, like, the mogul thing. Like, he feels like a big time player. I didn't like the match today. I don't want to see a squash. I'm happy that they're doing the Takeshita match next week, because we need like a big Swerve match going into this pay-per-view, you know?
Yeah, they don't do that to Swerve often. Usually when he's in the ring with someone that, I was going to say someone that matters, but just like, you know what I mean? Like a little bit of a bigger opponent, you know, a little bit of a stronger opponent. And I was kind of thrown off by the fact that we were getting this match here, because again, we don't get matches like that for Swerve very often. And I thought, okay, clearly something else is going to happen afterwards, which it did. But
And how they were teasing it, Denise, they're like, he's going to wrestle somebody big. And we're like, and then it's like the Butcher. And we're like,
yeah, some people were like, oh, is it Keith Lee?
I don't like y'all.
It's never happening.
It's never going to be Chris Keith Lee. But this match, I was like, okay, like Swerve's momentum, he needs like, his momentum isn't squash match, beating people up going into this. I think it's like a different route, but I mean, it could still work. The match next week's going to change all perception. So it doesn't.
Oh yeah. But next week, we won't even be thinking about this match anymore. It's going to be like, when we go back and we talk about it, you're going to be like, oh, Denise, remember that match happened? I'm going to be like, no.
Nope. Yep.
But the cheers were loud. People were very loud chanting Whose House, Swerve's House. And that's still very much over. So I feel like that's really the key thing to get into with that. But all right, we are going to go ahead and get into the last thing for Dynamite and then hop into Rampage. Of course, if you guys want to get your questions, your comments, your statements, your super chats, your opinions sent in, we will be reading them here on the show. All right, let's get to it. The main event. Now, Reg, you mentioned earlier you weren't that big of a fan of this main event. Before we get to that, remember, Reg, I didn't care to see this match. You know I wasn't interested. You asked me what my level of excitement last time was, and I said a 2. Based on all of that, I had a kick-ass time with this match. I loved it. I had the best time. The freaking ladder, there were so many cool spots, some of which included the moment where Adam Copeland put Christian through the ladder while it was upside down. All of these big high spots with, you know, Adam Copeland jumping off of the freaking top of the ladder and Christian doing the same thing to Adam Copeland on the table. We mentioned Shayna Wayne coming in with the freaking, what did she hit him with? Was it the bat, the stick, whatever?
No, said a hockey stick.
The hockey stick. There you go. Speaking of the hockey stick, they had a whole bit on the outside. I don't know shit about hockey, so I can't really tell you the meaning of that, but two teams, two different jerseys. You get the gist.
Yeah. Okay, so earlier I didn't say that I didn't like the match or that it was bad. It's just that these guys are WWE legends and they still work big matches like WWE matches. All Adam Copeland knows is big WrestleMania style plunder match. And not saying it was bad. It was just like a WWE style plunder match with like the same kind of spots that they're used to, the same kind of things that they're doing. This feud has been going on for a long time. So, like, the intensity didn't feel as there as it should have been. Like, at the ending spot of him hitting him in the nuts with the big stick or whatever, and then forcing it, it didn't feel like this is a blood feud at this point. It felt like these are two guys in a feud having a thing. It didn't feel like I can't wait to see these guys tear each other apart just because it's been going a little long. I like the win for Adam Copeland, though. I think there were elements of this that were fun. The ladder spots, Christian jumping off of the top rope with the crossbody block through the table, some blood interference, all that's where it kind of got WWE, where everybody was out there. There's people handcuffed in the corners. People are getting hit with chairs. Like, all right, you guys, there's a lot going on here.
Like, we didn't need all that extra stuff, but it happened. It went down. But I feel like everything that involved just those two guys was really freaking good. Like, I felt like very, very entertained heading into it. And that led us into Rampage. So clearly that was smart of them to do, because you want to see what is going to happen at the end of the match. But yes, this has to be it, though. No more. They finished the story off. I did love, like, the ending with him bringing out that spike, that 2x4 with the nails, and just getting Christian. I'm like, yo, you killed the guy? I mean, honestly. That was freaking brutal.
I'm like, how did they do that? Because he swung it pretty hard, Denise. Like, where is he hitting down there? Did Christian have a pad, or like, what's going on?
I don't know. Like a little diaper? I don't know. An adult diaper? Can a cup protect you enough from that?
Oh, he was swinging that thing. He's swinging that stick pretty hard, Denise.
I know. I was looking at that and I was like, I mean, here's the thing.
Maybe they'll teach you that in wrestling school.
It was a far away shot. So maybe it was an illusion.
You're right. It could be an illusion. He could have been hitting under. I don't know how they did it, but it was pretty good.
Yeah, it did look good. But I thought, I was like, damn, that's even too much, man. Like, a low blow is hard enough, but you're hitting this man with nails and a 2x4. What are we doing? Did he deserve this? I liked this match. I had a good time with what they did here. It was so much better than anything that I had anticipated. But that's it. We're moving on, hopefully. And Adam Copeland is TNT champion. Once again, they mentioned two-time champion Reg. I didn't even remember the first time. I mean, I remember now because it happened so quick once they said it, but I didn't remember it right away.
Yeah, it was kind of something that clicked in my head. So I was like, oh yeah, they did do that thing with Luchasaurus that I didn't really like a lot, and he gave his thing to Christian. But this is interesting. I like what's I hope that they get back to the open challenge format. Get him back on Collision, I think, because I think he was working pretty well on there with the younger guys. Now he'll have a championship. It'll add some stakes to it. It could be fun.
We got Alexander Fitzgerald here who says, Christian saying I'm not a quitter like Toronto and proceeds to walk to the back and try to leave the match was hilarious.
Yeah, Christian was pretty on this.
Crazy 101 says, Denise's first Rampage review in months.
Months. Probably last one, too.
I don't remember what my last Rampage review was. I have like no idea.
This is it.
All right. So let's get to it, everybody. Once in a lifetime opportunity here. My Rampage review. We got Rampage. Reg, I'm going to be real. Aside from one match.
Yeah.
Aside from one match, and it was the main event. If I would have skipped this show, honestly, people would have been like, just watch the main event. And that's it. Everything else was like, all right, it happened. It was cool. But I didn't like miss out if I would have missed the show.
Rampage is, they consistently have really good matches. When they kind of just focus on exactly what they are, have a lucha match, have a fun women's match, have like kind of this exactly what Rampage matches are, it's a good show. This one just felt like a Rampage. And it like,
this is Rampage, baby.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, do people want to stick around to watch this? And like Denise is saying, like, not really. The main event was great. Like I love the women's match, a lot of awesome stuff in that, but getting there, I was like, oh man, this is long, Denise. And it was only 7:30 or something. You know what I mean? And when that Acclaim promo happened, I was like, I'm about to turn this off. I'm about to turn this off.
Crazy 101 says, could be wrong, but June 2023 was the last time. June 2023.
It's almost been a full year. You really hate that show.
I don't even remember what was going on in June 2023.
Life was different.
Yeah. Oh man, damn, people be keeping track.
Yeah, that's what you get. You're on camera, you're on tape, you're on call. I don't know.
All right, well, let's do this. Let's talk about Jay White and the Acclaimed. So we get a Jay White promo. It's like a pre-tape thing, and they're like in a pool. Jay White's looking like a cult member, actually. A cult leader, actually. He's talking about Darby's injury, which we haven't even discussed here because that happened. That was after, so that was last Wednesday, and we found out, I think on a Friday was when we found out, and so I haven't seen you since then. But Darby got injured in the last match that he had with Jay White, which was, and he got injured, I think it was like a front forward flip dive or something that he did that got him injured, and he broke three bones in his right foot. And it's kind of crazy because that kind of worked into like the kayfabe storyline that they used to write him off, because he was supposed to leave to Mount Everest in literally 7 days. And now that's canceled. And you and I, Reg, we were sitting here talking about this Darby thing going to Mount Everest. And we weren't really feeling too good about it. You know, it felt kind of like weird. And knowing that he got injured, I feel like this was the universe telling him, not right now. You're going too fast. This is not the time to do this.
Yeah, Denise, when I saw the TMZ story, I immediately thought about your face when we're talking about it last week and us just being like, that promo was like morbid. It was scary. It felt weird. I was like, I don't think he should do this. And then I got online, Denise, and everybody was like, maybe he shouldn't do this. It was all collectively, we were all like, I don't know. And then like, yeah, the universe was like, oh no, you really shouldn't, dude. Like, your foot's broken. You can't. You physically cannot. That was, man, what a whirlwind of emotions dealing with that whole thing. Cause after that promo, I was like, damn, this guy's really gonna do it. You know, Darby, like, if he could go on the one foot, he would. Like, that's how much of an insane person he is. But to have to physically be stopped by an injury is like, yeah, that's kind of a Darby Allin thing too.
Right. And so the other thing that I was thinking of too was, remember we were just coming off of Revolution, and obviously a big topic of conversation was that Darby glass spot off the top of the ladder. And a lot of people that I was seeing on social media, all of the social media apps were like saying, everyone was having conversations about Darby getting hurt and Darby getting injured and everything that's surrounded with Darby and injury and all of these like really awful comments about Darby and all of this. And I kind of started feeling like when I was reading those comments, I was like, man, I hope people don't jinx him, because it was almost like you're putting that energy out there. And then look, a week later, he does something that's nowhere near as extreme as some of the things he's done, even just in that particular matchup, and he gets injured.
I thought that was probably the most ironic. I don't even know what word to describe it, Denise. It's like there was legit discourse for like days of this ladder and glass spot of like, he's killing the business. He shouldn't do this. Can't believe he did that. What the worst guy in the world. Darby Allin is the worst. No, nothing. He has a couple of scars, couple of, you know, cuts. He goes to do a routine spot he does probably in every match, and that's how he gets hurt, because that's how pro wrestling works. It's like, it's not the big stunts. It's not the big crazy stuff. It's like the regular stuff that you do on a weekly basis that'll do it to you. This whole situation is just wild. And he's going to try again when his foot gets better. But just for like now it not happening, it's like, whew, a sigh of relief. I'm sorry, Darby. I know that was your dream, but we were all like, damn, dude, this is crazy.
I know. And I hope, here's the thing though, in a year, if he decides to change his mind, because you know, shit happens, right? We all say we're going to do stuff and then we don't do it, because your dreams change, your feelings change, things evolve, right? You evolve as a person.
Totally.
I hope that if Darby does decide to go for this again next year, which is he said he was, I really hope it's because he wants to and not because he feels he has to, because he already said it.
Right. Like that feels like kind of how his spirit is too. Like I said, I was going to do it and now I can't disappoint people, but like you can disappoint us, Darby. It'll be fine. Like we'll forget, dude. Like we're good. Like you don't have to prove anything to anybody. Like you being a wild ass wrestler has already showed us that you're nuts, dude. Like this does it. This isn't going to be like, you're more nuts. We're going to be like, we're just scared for you at this point. So hopefully this injury isn't the worst and hopefully he comes back from that okay. And hopefully his spirit is good at this point, because I know that's a lot to kind of deal with.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. Like, it's something that you wanted to do. You made a big, you know, you told everybody about it. And then it's like, now that's off. Mm-hmm. So anyways, Jay White talks about that in this promo. And he says that he's bigger than Mount Everest. So obviously this works out nicely for Jay White, because now this is part of his storyline. But afterwards, we had an Acclaimed promo. I don't even know how to really describe it. Honestly, I really don't even know how to describe it. I'm sitting here and I'm like, where do I start? Max Caster had some line about fake tough guys who get Jay White being a fake tough guy who gets behind his ass boys. Anthony Bowens then came in and started bringing up some like things about Jay White and how he should have not signed with AEW, how he lost to MJF, who had one leg. And I was like, oh, damn. I mean, it's not a lie. I don't know how, I don't know what to say.
Then Max Caster said he was the best wrestler in the world.
I was confused by that, by the way. No, wasn't it Bowens who said that? No, was it Max Caster who said that?
Max Caster, yeah.
Okay, when Max Caster said that he like something about the best wrestler in the world, I was like, oh, who is he talking about? That was my reaction. And then when I realized he was talking about him, I was like, oh.
He's talking about himself.
I didn't know he was talking about himself.
I don't know what this was. Like, this is this whole thing has been really interesting, Denise, because like the Jay White discourse is real. People have been like, why is he into this? And we all know it wasn't going to be real. He never was going to. This Bang Bang Gang stuff with the Acclaim wasn't going to be. Bang Bang Scissor Gang wasn't going to be a real thing. Like, we knew where it was going to lead to. Max Caster, the last couple of weeks, things have been weird. Just from a character standpoint, not even from anything else. Like, on screen, his character has fumbled freestyles. He's looked weird. There's been kind of stuff. And this promo was another like, well, what are you saying here? I like you, Denise. I'm still like, well, what was that? I don't really understand what happened. And then Bowen's trying to come in and save it. They're trying to have jokes, but be serious. It was weird. I don't know what happened.
It was a mix of things. And I don't know. It wasn't the best. I feel like they're just not. Does this sound weird? But are they still the Acclaimed? Like, feels like they lost like some of that acclaimed magic that they had. And I'm gonna say it. You want to know when it started going like a different direction? The moment they lost the tag team titles to the Ass Boys.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
That was the moment where things just went like it was not the same anymore after that for the Acclaimed.
I think. It's going to sound crazy as being a rapper, but like that gimmick isn't a long-term sustainable thing. Like, you can't be a rapper gimmick forever. Like, in pro wrestling, that just doesn't work. You have to transition into something else. And so what the Acclaim represent for the time, they were huge. They're one of the most over acts on the roster, but people are now like, what's next?
Yeah, that's true. That's very, very true. Man. All right, let's see what else we got here. We got a couple of super chats I want to read. And this one is from Crazy One who says that my last review was a SmackDown Rampage bundled review in June 2023.
Terrible.
Old days. KW says, I didn't pay any attention to anything on Rampage till the main event, just like Denise would want.
You're a good influence, Denise. Or a bad influence. I don't know.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm very sorry. Aaron Garcia says the Acclaim's fall off will be studied. We already solved it right now. The moment they lost the titles to the Guns. What are we calling them? The Gun Boys?
The Gun Club.
Yeah. That was the moment. I don't know. And I know the whole Bang Bang Scissor Gang thing was funny. It's a play on words. I get it. I'm here to have fun too. But I just don't think it was a good idea to ever, ever have them paired up together. And I know, like you said, we all knew where this was going, but it never got good before it erupted. Like, usually friendships like this, where you got these odd couple pairings, they have to be good. They have to be enjoyable. You have to fall in love with their personalities and their skits and things. We never got that. And it was like, oh, we're all getting together and we're Bang Bang Scissor Gang. And it's a funny name. And now, oh, we all hate it. And we're breaking up. And we're also happy that they broke up.
Yeah, nobody ever wanted it, I think, was the thing. Because it was like, well, I knew they were going to break up because I never expected them even to get together in the first time. It wasn't like this enduring group we wanted to have. Like, every time we would come on the show after one of their promos, Denise, we'd be like, they talked and they're gonna be friends, I guess. But we never understood why they were supposed to fight the Joker and the Undisputed Kingdom, and then
they never even
talked to him or talked about him. Like, just the whole purpose of the group would never happen, and then it was weird. I think there could be some saving here. I think Anthony Bowens has a very long, lucrative career in pro wrestling. And Max Caster, I don't think it's over for him. They just got to do something different. Maybe go heel.
At this point, I'll take anything. I really don't mind it, but they got to change something. I don't know what's happening there. All right. Next up, we had a Trent and Orange Cassidy versus Hobbs and Kyle Fletcher. This was a fun match. Not going to lie, there was some fun stuff in here.
We're still talking about wrestling, Denise. This is crazy.
Did you have any profound arguments or statements to make about this match?
No, this match was super fun, though. Shout out to the big homie. I think he was representing in there. They played up the story of his first match in AEW was against Orange Cassidy, and Orange Cassidy beat him in 12 point something something seconds, but they said 13 seconds. And I love that they played up it too immediately. He looks strong. Kyle Fletcher looks like a 90s jock in one of those teen movies, and you just want to hate him so much. He has that 90s blonde haircut, and I'm like, gotta hate this guy.
Comes from your perspective, because I was gonna say, I don't feel like hating Kyle Fletcher.
Well, you like them type of guys in those type of movies. That's why you're like, oh my God, Kyle Fletcher, the star quarterback.
No, he's not my type.
I love him in his Letterman's jacket. But beyond that, his look, not the best, but when the bell rings, kid is one of the best wrestlers in the world. Tremendous work off throughout this. Orange Cassidy, I think, is great. I think this is all leading to a best friend's breakup? Question mark?
Maybe. It feels like it.
Do you care?
If my answer is no, will I get canceled? I'm sorry. I just feel a lot of the storyline has happened on shows I don't watch.
Like this show, Rampage.
Exactly. So because I've missed the story, and that's why I didn't want to say no, because I'm like, what if it's been really great and like I'm just going to just say no? Like, that's mean. I don't know, because I haven't been seeing it.
Uh-oh.
So also, I did miss a super chat. I'm very sorry. Thank you so much to Plugger1234 for letting me know. He says, my view at Elimination Chamber wasn't great. Ring was so far away. The wrestlers look like ants. They had big screens. Can Collision be better? Well, it's Elimination Chamber. So like with matches like that, when you have a big giant structure blocking your view, it's not going to be the same, right?
Yeah, even in like a small arena, like those big, like cage match sometimes, like being in an arena for that, it's like, I can't even see. There's a big ass cage in the way because how everything is structured. So sometimes those gimmick pay-per-views aren't even worth it because the gimmick looks better on TV.
We got Mike T90K who says, just knowing Adam and Christian probably had a blast putting that match together makes my heart smile. Taking Spike to the balls is wild. Yeah, that's one of the things that I was thinking about when I was watching this match, how like in 30 years, you know, when these two guys are like retiring and accepting their Hall of Fame speech, like when they're like little old men. I don't know.
Retiring in 30.
No, they're not being around for 30 years. But like, you know what I'm saying? Like being little old men. Like, yeah. We're going to be like, damn, like we watch these two guys like wrestle together. Like, I don't know. I think sometimes we don't appreciate like what we're getting. And I don't know how to say it.
Yeah, no, totally. Like Edge and Christian, like some of my favorite matches of all time are TLC matches. Like they're going to watch with their kids and be like, we did it here. And then 20 years later, we did it over here. Like it's an amazing thing. Like Edge, both of these guys were retired and their doctors told them not to come back. Again, like a story as old as time. And here they are tearing it up again together. It's like it's an amazing story.
Yeah, and I just want to emphasize pretty boys are not my type, so I'm just going to throw that out there. I don't want the wrong impression out there.
I don't know why I put that on you.
I was going to say, I'm not into like the young boy look, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to look like a man for me. Like, I need to see that's what I need to see. I don't know what that is. Reg, like the young boy look. I don't like the young boy look. Like, if a boy looks too, like a guy looks too young, I'm not interested.
Like you don't like baby face.
No, I don't like a baby face. No, mm-hmm. I need some ruggedness in there.
That makes sense.
The Toronto Kid says, was at the show 10 out of 10 for ENC. We exploded the ENC crowd spot and women's table spots. Okada and Eddie, what was your guys' overall favorite part? That's a good question. My favorite part of this entire show was honestly the Will Ospreay promo along with the I Quit match along with the street fight at the main event for a Rampage.
Yeah, mine was either the main event of Rampage street fight or the Okada win. The whole Okada presentation of him coming in the car, the match, the win, that probably was that.
All righty. Next up, Shibata versus Kevin Matthews. Oh no, Alexis P says Denise likes men that look like the Butcher. No,
I mean, that's kind of what you said, Denise. You did say that.
An in between. Can we please find an in between the Butcher and Kyle Fletcher? whoever's in between.
Like, your husband doesn't look like any of those things.
I can't. Now my back hurts.
I'm saying.
I laughed the wrong way. Now my back hurts.
Jeez Louise. What were we talking about?
I'm humiliated. Okay. Somewhere between. That's the spectrum of men. Kyle Fletcher, Butcher.
The Butcher.
The Butcher.
That's a wild spectrum.
Oh, man. All right. Shibata, Kevin Matthews, any profound thoughts here? Because this was what it was. It was a very quick squash.
No, the coolest thing about Shibata is he's wrestling Will Ospreay next week on Dynamite. That's also the thing we didn't talk about in the Will Ospreay promo. He said he wants to outdo Bryan Danielson, who had an amazing match with Shibata last week on Collision. And Will Ospreay is talking about doing this match again. So the fact that they're going to do it in AEW and not in New Japan is wild, and that match is going to be awesome. The squash match on Collision, like, by that time, I didn't want no squash matches, but I see what they're doing.
Man, these predictions, by the way, are just someone says sell Orange Cassidy. No.
Mark Briscoe.
I'm dead.
Oh my God. Y'all are wild. Dead.
All right, Takeshita versus Rocky Romero. This was a fun match. Honestly, this was a good match. I love anytime we get to see Rocky Romero out there. And I mean, he was in the ring with Takeshita, and Takeshita was in the ring with Rocky. Both of these guys know what the hell they're doing. So this match was very enjoyable. I did enjoy, there was a moment where Takeshita literally went in to go punch Rocky Romero, but Rocky moved out of the way. So he just hit his hand like straight into the ring post. I thought that was kind of fun. The Blue Thunder Bomb. Rocky kicked out of that. Eventually, Takeshita gets his win. This was a good match.
Yeah, really good match on the, like, when I was like, oh, this is a long show. When this match, I was like, oh, this is not a long show. Takeshita is so good at just matches like this of, like, I don't know what this match is going to be. I know Rocky Romero's awesome, and I know Takeshita's awesome. What's it going to be? And then they have this great match. I'm like, oh, that's what it is. Takeshita is just great at kind of, he's young, but he has this like veteran instincts where he like takes control of the match, and the way that his matches flow are just awesome. This match is great. Great showing going into this match coming up with Swerve, which is going to be insane.
The street fight. We're finally here. This is a match that a lot of people were sending in their comments about from the very, very beginning. And this was Willow and Chris versus Julia and Sky. God damn. You know what? They went out there and they just proved people wrong. Like, if people were like, oh, this is a little ladies match, I'm going to tune out, I don't need to watch this, they proved those people wrong. They went out there and they had a smashing match, man. I mean, we saw, God, there was a moment where like Chris literally smashed the body of Julia onto the chair, and then Willow just like kicks her. That was a really cool little combo that they did there. The Code Blue on Willow from Sky Blue on the commentary table. Nuts. I mean, I thought she knocked Willow out for like the next 10 years after that. Mm-hmm. Then the match, she still got back up after that. We got that Death Valley driver spot Chris doing, I think, what is it, the 450? Julia eventually wins via submission. I mean, this match was just, this was so much freaking fun. Like, very, very fun.
Yeah, I just love that after a while, it was just bam, 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 crazy ass spots back to back. It was the 450, the Code Blue on the announce table, Willow's insane ass DVD into the thing, the thumbtack spots. Like, this was the kind of match that these ladies kind of crave having. Like, I think some of them just like get bored having like a singles match or a tag match, just go out there and just do blah blah blah. They want to get dirty, they want to bleed, they want to have tables. This is like the most tables we've seen used in the women's match in a while. They want blood, they want barbed wire, they want thumbtacks. They want to do matches just like the guys do, Denise. They don't want to have any restrictions on what they do. Like, if they use thumbtacks, we want to use thumbtacks. They use barbed wire, we want to use barbed wire. We're the same type of thing. I thought this was awesome. Willow looked great, Stat looked great. Everybody looked awesome in this. And I love the ending of Julia tapping out Stat, because it just adds a certain different element to it. This match is really good. A great way to kind of end a long ass show.
Yeah, it made it worth it. I feel like that match made it worth it, me staying and watching this whole extra hour of Rampage.
Exactly.
Oh man, that was good stuff. All right, guys, so before we close out the show, we have the next week's matches to go over really quickly. Shibata versus Ospreay is going to be happening. Swerve versus Konosuke Takeshita. The tournament's continuing, the tag teams. We're going to see the Jericho Hook proposition. There's a lot looking like it's happening on the show. And we got a super chat here from Mike1090K who says, watching Sky Blue and Julia go from green to good pro wrestlers selling their asses off is why I love pro wrestling. They are the future. Amen. Honestly, like, we literally saw these girls going from like a ton of dark matches. I mean, Julia was a freaking cheerleader.
Right. Yeah. No, it's super cool seeing them, because we see these stupid ass botch accounts online and people saying these dumb things of like, they need a performance center and blah, blah, blah. No, sometimes we just need to see wrestlers in matches, getting reps back to back. And we've got to see Sky Blue and Julia just have reps, have matches on Dynamite, Rampage, Collision, be in front of these big crowds, being with different kind of talents, learning different things. And they have both excelled at doing it. They're both two of AEW's hottest women's wrestlers.
Yeah. And think about where they're going to be at once they like grow and mature more and, you know, just become, once they get older, right? They're going to be like the girls for AEW. So that means
once they get older, just sounds really funny because they are like super young. You know what I mean? Like, they got so much time to develop.
They're so little. Like, to me, they're children. Like, I mean, how old are they? Hold on. How old is Sky Blue?
I think Sky's maybe 22, maybe.
She's 24.
Is she?
She's 24.
No, Julia's 22.
Julia Hart is, God damn, I'm feeling really shitty about myself right now. 22.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I know one of them is 22.
Kind of depresses me, Reg. Do you ever get depressed when you see, like, guys that are young and thriving and you just feel like, fuck, I started so late in my life?
Every time I watch a basketball game and there's a 21-year-old that makes like 600 mil, I'm like, yeah. Damn, I really am in the wrong profession, Denise. I was fucking up not going and practicing basketball or football or something all these years. Terrible. Talk about wrestling. Got nothing for us, Denise, being wrestling fans.
That's how I feel too. Like, I should have became a wrestler, probably the worst wrestler, but still maybe got lucky. I don't know. God, I'm so depressed right now. All right, Mike1090K, thank you so much for the super chat. I'm depressed, Reg. Now I'm just a freaking 30-something-year-old YouTuber.
No, I feel better with age. Like, at a 20-year-old, I was dumb. Now I feel like distinguished, old, the OG. It's me.
Wise words from the OG right there. All right, before we wrap up the show, Reg, what do you got going on?
Everything's pretty regular. Go check out my new record, International Boulevard, righteousreg.bandcamp.com. Got some new music videos coming out. It's a really dope record. Every Saturday you can catch me on the Grapsity podcast of Philip Lindsay. Every Wednesday I'm here with Denise. I'm also on every Wednesday with Mike on Indeed. Every Thursday I'm on with Kate on the Ring of Honor post show. Every other Thursday's Ask Grapsity was last week, so it's not this week. If anything else, you guys know where to find me on the internet.
Hey, Reg, what do I got to do to audition? Like, how can I become a featured artist on one of your songs? Can I go in there and be like, ha? Ah.
Yes, you can.
I think I would ruin your music career, Reg.
I wouldn't be able to rap. I'd just be laughing all the time. That's why.
Hey, man, you never know. I could be like, I don't know what. I'm done. All right. YouTube.com/Denise Salcedo. You're already here. Click that subscribe button. If you're listening on the audio versions, if you enjoyed this show or any of the shows, please, I beg of you, leave a review. I'm tired of being a jobber on the Apple Podcast charts. Help a girl out here. Review. That's it, guys. Thank you so much. And we will catch you on the next one.